ends this year Shemiyah special Schuz for Amim Aronim and Rasi Sheyichyu, and the Schuz for Chaim Aaron Ben Gila Moshiyah Ben Peshadina, and Shein Luchana Bas Malka Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Esther Yosef Ezra Ben Esther Leinish Yosmaras Esther Bas Reb Shmuel, and it's based on Torah that I received from Rabbi Gomer Yaakov David Hamnik Shlita. It says in Yevamis and Daf Samachal Bay Samachal Hamid Aleph. B'cheni Rav Shimon bar Yochai Omer Kivrei Avd Ovdei Kochavim Ein Metamim Ba'Oel. The kvarim of idolaters are not metame if you stand over them, as it says, "Vatem Soni Tzon Marisi Adam Atem Atem Kriyam Adam Eino Tuchavim Kriyam Adam." It says that you're called Adam in the pasuk talking about Am Yisrael, but not Akum. So therefore, they're not metame b'meis Adam ki Amitz Bo'al, and Adam's metame, and they don't have the din of Adam. Meis ve'ev nefesh Adam shisha asar alef. It says by Midian, they're called Adam. And it says the Gemara Mishum Behema. And Rashi says, because it also says they're Chamorim and Bakar, so they're not really Adam, but in relationship to animals, they are Adam. Ask the Gemara, Asher Yesh Baharbe Mishtemesre Rabu Ribo Adam, Asher Lede Ben Yamino Smolo Behema Rab. It says in Yonah, and Perak Dalet, that they have more than Shtemesre Ribo Adam, 120,000 people who don't know between their right and their left, who behema rab and a lot of animals. So you see, again, they're called Adam. These are Akum, and they're being called Adam. Rebo Adam. And says the Gemara, Mishum behema. Rashi says, Anshe ken ninveh avdei kochavim hayu. The previous Rashi says, Gabe behema mikro Adam, aval Adam stam alom mikro. So in relationship to Behema, they're called Adam, but they're not. But Stam Adam, they're not called. Only Biyachas, only relative to Behemas. So that is the Sugya in Meseches Yevamis, that Akum are called Adam in relationship to Behema, but not enough to be Matami B'meis. In Krisus, on Vavam and Beis, says Tan Rabbanan, Hasach B'Shem and Amishchal Behema V'Kelim Pater. If someone anoints Behema and Kelim B'Shem and Amishcha with the special oil, so he's pater. Normally you're not allowed to anoint the person with Shem and Amishcha. Behem and Kelim, person isn't chayiv. Lov tekochav and lemesim pater. Also if he anoints goyim and mesim, he's also pater. Ask him Rabishlam, behem and Kelim, he's pater. They'll see about Besar Adam l'yisach, it says in the flesh of man. And behem and Kelim are not Adam. Mesim also, he's a mace. Not an Adam. But hello, of the kochavim are my pater, Adam Ninu, they're Adam. Oh, of the kochavim are called Adam. So why are you pater if you anoint a guy with the Shem and Amishcha? And the Gemara lie, be'emes, you could say, of the kochavim are not called Adam. Because it says, v'atem tzoni, tzon marisi, Adam atem. Atem a kriyim Adam, and of the kochavim kriyim Adam. You're Adam, goyim aren't called Adam. And therefore, they're not included in the Yisr. Avabasar Adam lo yisach. Ask the Gemara, what goyim aren't called Adam? What about v'nefesh Adam shisha asar aleph? Answers the Gemara, hula fuke behema. It says by Shvui Melchemes Midian, they're called Adam, 16,000 people. So answers the Gemara, no, that's to exclude behema. Really, they're not called Adam, but it's saying nefesh Adam. Say that it's not a behema. Ask the Gemara, what about the Ninve pasuk? When Elo Achus a Ninve or Gedolasher, Yesh Baharve Mishtemse Ribo Adam. So see, Nacham Al Goyim are called Adam. Let's Gemara Ula Fuke Behema now. So it's coming to exclude Behema. There Rashi says Mishum Dechsiv Behema Bahayin Yana De Lo Sagi De Lo Karlu Adam. Since it says Behema, they have to be called Adam. So that's the Gemara in Krisus, Vav Amid Beis. So this is difficult because Rashi contradicts himself in two places. Here in Yevamos, Rashi says, what does it mean Mishum Behema? Their relationship to Behemas, Umasolam are also called Adam. They're not called Adam Stam, but in relationship to Behemas they are. And Maseches Krisus, Rashi says differently. Hela Fuked Behema. That if we say Behema, it's coming to exclude from a Behema. The Lo Sagi Lo Karlu Adam. It's not enough that he's not called an Adam, meaning he has to be called Adam. In Yevamos, the Mashmaos is that Be'etzin they are called Adam. In relationship to animals, they are called Adam. In Krisus, the implication is that they're really not called Adam. It's not a, it's something we have to say in order to show that we're not talking about animals. But even in relationship to animals, we don't say they're called Adam Be'etzim. Just because the animals are written in this context, we were forced to say Adam, because that precludes animals. But it doesn't mean that Be'etzim they have a shame Adam. In Yevamos, the Mashmaos is that V'gabe Behema Mikru Adam. No, they really are called Adam. Just Adam's stomach, they're not called, but V'gabe Behema, they are called Adam. So in Yevamos, they do have a shame Adam. In Krisus, no. It's just to show you that we're not talking about Behema, but it's not really their shame. Emes is interesting. Look at the Lashon of the Gemara. Lashon of the Gemara is, in Yevamos, it's Mishum Behema. Because of Behema, and in the Lashon increases, Lahu Lafuke Behema. So when it says Mishum Behema because of Behema, so they really are called Adam. Lafuke Behema is just to preclude Behema, but they're also not called Adam. Just the Adam shows you that we're not talking about a Behema, but really their name is an Adam. So really Rashi has a siyua from the Lashon of the Gemara. So then we have to really ask on the Gemara. It's really a steer in the Gemara. The Mashmaos of the Gemara in Krisus is that Akum aren't called Adam at all, even in relationship to Behema. We're just saying Adam to show you that we're not talking about a Behema, but not that they're really called Adam. And in Yevamos, Mishum Behema, because of Behema, they're called Adam. Meaning in relationship to Behema, they do have a shame Adam. So it comes out then, both in the Rashi and then really in the Gemara, and that's where Rashi got it from, there's a stira between the two sugyas. Does Akum have a shame Adam Be'etzim or not? In relationship to Behemas. In Yevamos, yes. In Krisus, no. We just say Adam to show you that we're not talking about Behema, but not that they're really called Adam. It's just to show you that we're not talking about Behema. So what's the difference between the two sugyas? So it would appear from this that regarding Tumas Adam, so Avi Avos HaTumah, this is far to say that an additional madrega in a person causes extra Tumah. Tumas Misa comes because a person loses his chias, and if so, we have a reason in the Pasuk that will help the din of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai that Kivrei Akum are not metame. But somebody who's not called Adam, his body doesn't have Tumas Oa. But you need the higher level of Adam. So you can say that Be'emes Umas Olam have a shame Adam, a little bit, in contrast to Behemas. But they're not called Adam Stam. And Adam Stam, that's what you need in order to be Metame Bo'ol, that higher level of Adam. Not just have a little shame Adam in relationship to Behemas, but to be called Adam even not in relationship to Behemas. So that's enough of a reason to say that Ein Kivrayaku Metame Bo'ol. And therefore in our Sugya and Yevamos, it says Mishum Behema. That Be'etzem Umas Olam do have a shame Adam in relationship to Behemas. But that's not enough for them to be Metame B'meis. They need a shame Adam not in relationship to Behema, just objectively. Not in context of animals. So therefore that's enough to be Metaritz Rashbi, who says that only Jews are Metame Ba'oel, a Jewish mace, and not an Akum mace. Because they don't have that higher level of Adam that the Jews have. They don't have that higher Suras Adam, that Avi Avos HaTumah level that they can be Metame B'Kever like we can. Ba'oel like we can. So that's all in our Sugya and Yevamos. But now we get to the Yisur of Lasuch B'Shem and HaMishcha, not to anoint yourself with the holy anointing oil, the Shem and HaMishcha. You're not allowed to anoint anybody who's not a Kohen, who's not a Melech. So the Svar would say, Shekol Shekein. If you're not allowed to anoint an Adam, and you're not allowed to anoint a Melech, you're certainly not allowed to anoint a Goy. Because this is a Horada, this is a descent in the level of the Madrega Srara, of Avoda, of the Kedusha B'Yisrael. And if about the Jewish people that were all B'nai Melachim, you're not allowed to anoint. If Jews who are have a special status, you're not allowed to anoint a Jew, you're certainly not allowed to anoint a Goy. So that's a big wonder in the sugya. How can you exclude a Goy? You're allowed to anoint a Goy with Shem and HaMishcha. If you're not allowed to anoint a Jew who's holy, you're certainly not allowed to anoint a Goy. Or you can come another direction. You can say that the Gemara says that the reason there's no Isser to be Sach al Behem of a Kalim and animals and Kalim is because it says Al Basar Adam lo Yisach. And Behem and Kalim are not considered Adam. So you see that you need a mute from the Lashon of Adam to teach these halachas. Al Adam Basar lo Yisach dafka Adam, but Behem and Kalim, yes, because they're not Adam. Because you would have been Mechayev and Behem and Kalim, because also when you use the Shem and HaMishcha for Behem and Kalim, it's also a Prisus. You're also lowering it. So you need a special mute. No. Dafka Adam lo Yisach, but Behem and Kalim, yes. So if you need a mute for Behem and Kalim, so Adam is in an extra word. And therefore, how can we be Ma'ir of the Kochavim? So therefore, the Gemara had to be Mechadesh, that we're Memayit Nachri Mimilas Adam. That the Nachri is not even an Adam. In other words, now he's in the same category as the Behema. And therefore you could be Memayit Behema Vovdei Kochavim from one mute. So you're right, Adam isn't an extra word. We're already Memayit Behema V'Kelim. And that's why the Gemara in Krisus had to say, but if there's any level of Adam for of the Kochavim, then they wouldn't be excluded from the Yisr. They'd be included in the Yisr. So Kamash Malan, no. They have no shame on them at all. And therefore the Adam is Memayit Behema Kalim Ve'akum. And therefore you can't say like we did in the Sugya and Yevamis that Adam is just to say no, in relationship to they're not called Stam Adam, but in relationship to Behema they are an Adam, because if in relationship to Behema they are called an Adam, they have mixed Shem Adam, they are Mikru Adam, as Rashi says in Yevamis, then they wouldn't be excluded from Asach B'Shem and HaMishcha, because Asach B'Shem and HaMishcha excludes all Adams, excludes Am Yisrael and Alachas Kama V'Kama Hakum. So how can Akum not be excluded? The answer is they're b'chalam not in the category of Adam. That's why Rashi says no. We by in Krisus, and that's why the Lashon of the Gemara is lafuke behema. The only reason it says Adam is just to exclude behema. And therefore they're called Adam just to show you no. We're not talking about the behema. Not that Be'etzim they have a shame on them, even in relationship to Behemah. But just to tell you who we're talking about, that we're talking about people and not Behemah, so it says Adam. That doesn't mean they have a shame on them. Because they're included in the same mute as Behemah. Increases. Adam excludes Akum just like it excludes Behemah. So then why does the Pasuk call them Adam? Adam is just lafuke behema. It's just to tell you, no, we have to be talking about behema, just to know that we're not talking about behema proper. We call behemas, we're going to say Adam. But Betzim, they don't have a shame Adam. And therefore, there's a het there to be sach b'shem and amishcha. Obviously, this Gemara brings us into the philosophical questions of what exactly the status of Gentiles is, and obviously, there was no havamina in the Gemara that they're not really people. It's usur, according to the Medrash, it's an isur d'oraisa to kill a goy, and goyim who act properly have a chelik in olam haba, and they're created with tzelem elokim. Even before they were Jews, they were goyim, and the Torah says they were created with tzelem elokim also, and the yonalad abim etzair and akum, and sholem b'shlom akum, and they're mefarnasim aniyei akum. So obviously this Gemara has been used by anti-Semites for generations in order to show how terrible Jewish people are. But here we're talking strictly on a halachic level, and it has to be understood on that level as well. But and maybe we will in future shiurim get more into it, but this should not be used chas v'shalom as a means to be menageach, to gore, and to disgrace the holy Chazal and the holy Gemara. So Mir Tishem, hopefully we will get more into the discussion in future shiurim. Here we just want to be metareit the stira lechora between the two sugyas. And so to summarize in the in Yevama, since we're talking about Tumas Meis, there you need a higher level of Adam, so it's enough for the Gemara to answer to say that Goyim Arba Etzim called Adam. Just not that higher level that they should be Metame B'meis. And in Krisus, if they have any level of Adam, then it would be Mutter Lasuch B'Shem and Amishcha. So therefore, there it's just Lafuke Behemah, just Adam, just to show that we're not talking about Behemah, but Be'etzim, they're not even called Adam, they don't have a shame Adam at all. Okay. Should be Zelchem here to Shem, Lil Modu Lamed Velashim Harlas, Lakhamis Kolorate Salmat, the rest of the Hava. Amen, be Amen, Shalom, Shalom, Svinit, friends.